may please be seated. It's good for us to be here. I'm happy I'm here again. I had to run away last week, spent some time with our brothers over at Dukbowo. It was a beautiful time. So we're back here again, and I've been on the teaching. I've been talking to you about the return of the master. The master returns. We've been talking about that for some weeks now. You know, I was just talking about what we do in living for God, and I said, do you know there are rewards? You know, I'm like, I've never talked about it. All right, let's talk about it. So we began to talk about master rewards, master returns. We began to talk about the rewards and the crowns, praises we receive when He comes. So you know, it's important that we live in the consciousness of the return of the Master. It's the return of our King. There's several parables. We'll look at one or two of them today if we have the time, where He says He goes away, then He comes back. And we begin our scripture from Revelation 22:12. Remember, I told you to memorize that. These are things that you keep in your heart to keep you going. It says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I will give unto every man according as his work shall be. You know, what you put down yesterday was so beautiful. You know, Pastor Frank was shouting when he saw it, but I also when I saw it, like, what is it? Is it you just coined it yourself, or is it actually, is somebody actually did that? It's a translation. That's what I said. Somebody actually translated that. The guy is angry. What was it again? Give it to us again. In Revelation 22, do you have your phone with you? Okay, can somebody look for it? Just look for it and give it to us. Read this. You know, in it's just beautiful. When you do, I talk quickly and my reward is me. Yeah, no. Just give it like this. Come on, what does it say?
Yes, I'm on my way. I will be there soon. I'm bringing my payroll with me. I will pay every people in full for their life's work.
You see it now. I'm on my way. You see, I'll be there soon. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. You know, that's why sometimes it's just good to read the lighter translation. You enjoy it better. I enjoyed it. So, behold, I'm on my way, and I'll be there soon. And I'm coming with my payroll with me. And I will everyone in full for their life's work. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So you know that I will be full for my life's work. Everything I do, everything I'm doing in my life, He will pay me back. Is beautiful. I want you to see, this is very important. What we're talking about is very important. You know, as I was coming, you know, there are many things I have to share with you. I'm preparing something to share again, and then don't walk here and don't walk there. And I was wondering, is this, should I be doing this? Let's just round it up, wrap it up like that, and then throw it away so we can go further. But in my spirit, I said, come on, Pastor, let's calm down. This thing is the very essence of our lives. The very essence of our life. That's the truth. When we live like this, is the very essence of our life. So we need to understand it. We need to know it. And we need to be expecting it. He says, I'll be there soon. I'm coming with my payroll. My reward is with me. It's just beautiful. And so when we have that in our hearts, and then we begin to actually long for His appearing. We need to long for His coming. You know, so we're not talking about receiving. We're not talking about, like I told you, we're not talking about, you know, meeting Him. Just like, no, we're talking about rewards. There's a dynamics of rewards. We're not talking about being saved or not being saved. But now we've left the stage. And now we're talking about what I will get. That's strong. It's a great motivation. And I'm going to show you some more scriptures today. But I want you to pay attention to what we're talking about. Pay attention. Because life is one and done. There's no redo. There's no second chance. It's appointed unto a man once to die. You know, so this is something you don't play with it. You have a chance. You have a gift. You have a grace. You have a talent from God. Every day that we have, you and I have, it's a chance to earn more. It's a chance. It's not any better. I keep telling you, please don't make it look like the wolves are dead today. They die. You told you they're not. It's not. I've done that before. I said, it's not saying, so I've died, and so it's so bad to die. It's not a bad thing to die. It just means that they don't have a chance for any further reward. The time given to them, they should have maximized their life. And so you now are still here today. For what purpose is what you're asking? For what purpose? What is the purpose? What is the idea? Why does he leave me? Why did he take him and leave me? He left me and took him. And let's say he left. Let's not look as if God is just doing some random stuff. Let's say this person has died and gone, and I am still here. Why am I still here? Why is it me still here? Why is he not the one and I am gone? It's just a chance you and I have to still make an impact, to still do something. Hallelujah. When I'm coming to teach like this, I'm full of these scriptures. So I'm like, you know, I've not seen it. I'm wondering, where do I start from? It's the issue with me right now. And because I'm saying something now, I think I could just start from there. And I told you sometime, Paul was talking about the fact that, see, if you ask me to choose, I'd rather get out of this. Paul said it is in your Bible. And not get out of this place, to get out of this place, to go sleep. No, so get out of this place so I can go check and collect my reward. It's like time. Paul's like, when is closing time? If you ask me, I work so hard and I can close now. Oh God. I'll show you just now. Just give me a minute. I want to do it like this. It's like you get some people to sight. You get some guys to sight. And they'll say 100 blocks is a day's work or something like that. And maybe they have like 500 blocks to lay. And then they'll have to do it. That's normally 5 days work according to the calculation. But this guy says, I want to maximize this thing because I have other things to do. So he does the work in 2 days. He walks into the night, 11 p.m., 12 p.m., keeps working hard. And then he does this in 2 days, says, I'm ready to check out now. So, guess what? I'm not just going to walk away. Come on, you have to pay me now. I could do it in all 5 days. You pay me 5 days from now. But now, I do it in 2 days. Come on, give me my stuff. I'm ready to go. I'd rather go and receive right now my reward. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Or I be here and I keep doing this stuff. Paul says, see, if you ask me, I'm ready to go. It's one life you and I have. We must maximize it for the glory of the King. Amen? Amen. So this is important. So let's begin from there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Now, if you are in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, because of the kind of teacher that I am not so interested in reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But I was reading, giving you a scripture based on where I wanted to come from. No, do not say I'm angry. Don't be angry. It's too early to get angry with me. You get angry later. Hold your place in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to show you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 first. Then we'll now come to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So just hold your place there. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, Paul says in verse number 8, look at it. Now, he that planted and he that watered are what? They are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You see it now? You see it there? He talks about the fact that every man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So, what he does, he gets something for it. It's beautiful. He says it here. So, whether you are planting, whether you are watering, he said they are one. Whether you are pastor, whether you are associate pastor, whether you are drummer, whether you are in the choir, whether you are an usher, he said all of them, he said they are one. Everyone will receive his own reward according to his labor. It's not according to his position. Really, now this is what I want to talk about today. So will you allow me to do this first and play with you later? But let's do, I think I really love to do this first. Are you still in church? It says they will receive their. It said they are one. You understand that? Okay, the verse before that. Would you read the verse before that? Come on, let's do this. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. You see now? He said, neither is he that planted anything. So, you know, so make up things, make things, this is that, that is that. But that's a lie. That's not true. He said, Paul said it clearly. He said anything, that he's nothing. That does not begin to feel something. He's nothing. So when a pastor sometimes makes himself something, I like, what is he saying? That this guy read the Bible. And that's me. I just look at it. This is the word of God. It's really, it's nothing. He says, not that he that planted anything, not he that watered anything. He said, they're nothing. He said, but God that gives the increase. Then he goes to the next verse and says, he that planted it and he that watered it, they are one. He says, there's nothing there. It is one. He says, but the thing we should look at, What we should focus on is that every man will receive his reward according to his own labor. You see it now. So it's not, oh, I wish I were you. You don't wish you are nobody. You don't wish you are nobody. You, according to your own labor. So what God has given to you is what you would, he would ask of you. Do you understand? So for me, I have the grace. I have a grace to pastor, to shepherd, to do this work. You may not have a pastoral grace. You see, you have a grace to drum and to assist and to help and to support the worship. You have a grace to sing. I can sing. The only pastor that can sing. I don't think an album will come from me. Remove your mind. You see, one day you release the album, it will come. You see, can sing. In so the grace given to me is to do this work, and the grace given to you is to do that work. So that's why, truthfully, I can preach and I can sing, and you can sing and I can preach. We cannot look down on each other. Say, can you not change your voice? Do something. I can't do that. But can you do what I can do? No. So we're not bothered about all that. He said, we are nothing. You see it now. He said, but every man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So according to your grace, master it. So if you are singing, sing very well. Develop it. Be good at it. You see it now. If you're drumming, learn it. Play it very well. And when they're singing, and then from your heart, and it may not be so easy and comfortable for you, but you are doing it with all of your heart as glory, giving glory to God. It is according to his own labor. So, but right now, I'm preaching. Right now, we do a flyer. And guess what? We can't put everybody's face. Come on. So put my face. They say, oh, he's the pastor, so he's the greatest. That's dumb. That's a lie. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. So he's the greatest. No, I'm not. It just, there has to be one person there. Come on. It doesn't mean that. So God has given us graces, skills, with our lives, what we can do with it. And that's what I really want to show you today. I'll come to show you. Okay, now I told you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, right? All right, before you get angry. Sorry. That this today's walk. This one was just by the wayside walk. So let's just do it. Let's just do it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 just now. But Paul talked about every man receiving his own reward according to his own labor. You have to take note of that. We'll come back to that just now. So, listen, when you are doing this thing, are you not seeing a sense of carefulness? A sense of doing, is his own reward for his own labor. So, you have to please be careful. Don't think you are doing somebody. No, when we are doing this thing, Bible says, they that are wise, say they will shine like the firmament. It says, those that win torment into righteousness, say they will shine like the stars forever. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 3. And they that be wise will turn many to win souls. You see it now. So you talk about soul winning. So when you talk about soul winning, we say good time soul winning. Some people think that it's a game. We are playing something. No. The time and attention we give to souls and to go out for souls and to go out for outreach and the sacrifice you have to make to talk to somebody about Jesus or to do something for the glory of God. It's the Bible says it's wise. It's wise. It's wise. Remember our story last week? Remember our story last week? We had several stories. But the story of that unjust steward. The master said, your stewardship will be taken from you. Oh, sorry, not last week. That was last 2 weeks. I'm sorry. I wasn't here last week. Last 2 weeks. He said, your stewardship will be taken from you. I've heard so many stories about you. So, a time will come just now, I ask of you. So, just put your house in order. He goes and says, come on. If you owe this stuff, cut it short. He says, when my master comes and takes the stewardship from me, I can't do so much. So you owe my master stuff like this, but reduce it to this stuff. So me, I'm your main G now. Say I'm main G. Say so if I call you later, you answer me. He goes there. Then he goes to this guy. Say how much are you owe my master? He said, I cut it down to this. Don't worry. He said me and you now we have a connection. Don't forget me. And then the master comes and says, He says you did your absence. And then Jesus in the same breath says the children of this generation they are wiser than children of light. Yes, he says that. And when Jesus says that, I'm just full today, so just allow me to do this and come back. When Jesus says that, I'm hot. I'm hot because he says, Jesus says, he says, they make adjustments according to what they hear, according to what is going on, according to what will happen. This thing will happen. And so he made an adjustment. We talk about eternity and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't make any adjustments. We don't change. We still keep doing things the same way. He said that is not wise. He said because a time will come, this stewardship of your life will be taken from you, and I will come and ask you what you've done with your life. I expect you to do something, but still, you're still doing as though nothing happened. He says in this generation, the children of these guys, they are wiser than the children of light. That what he's saying is that, come on, we expect us to change, knowing that sometime he will come back. He expects us to act in a certain way. He expects some things in your life to say, this thing I'm doing, I got to let this thing go because I'm going to get this stuff. So, will I have bitterness? Will I have anger? Will I be selfish with my life? Will I be selfish? Because if I'm selfish with my life, I get no reward. You see, where are you now? You are 2 Corinthians chapter 5, right? Will you hold your place again there? Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me show you something. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says this thing should change you. It should change you. It should change the way you think, the way you do act. It should change your giving. You know, it's easy for me to... I know I'm saying this so that I can help you. It's easy for me to walk out of my office to go do something. I saw them yesterday. Why didn't you call me? Come here, let me go. I left the office. Going. Anybody comes, don't bother calling me. There's no way I'm going very far. You know, it's easy for me to do it. Because I understand that it's not like this is not a joke to me. He will give me something for it. For his kingdom. I'm working for it. The kingdom, my kingdom is not of this world. If it's where my armies would have come to deliver me. So my kingdom is not what you can see. I believe there's an invisible kingdom. I believe there are angels taking records. I believe they see the sacrifice that I make. And so I make the sacrifice. You say, nobody is seeing it. Nobody knows. Nobody gave you money for that. He will reward me for that. Yesterday, you were with me and we were going to a client. Somebody called me and said, two of them. He sent me a counselor. I forgot. So when I came back, and I was like, I lost this money, blah, 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 and all that. But I didn't go to play. We went around. We laying foundation for Ogbawa Church today. It's a big church. A massive church. When we settled that work yesterday, payments made, they're digging the foundation, laying the foundations this morning today. And it's going to see double their attendance. It's going to be bigger than what they have times two. Times two. But spending everything. In givings, we started giving. And no, we've not officially talked about it and opened up the site, everything. I said give, the project accounts and all that. But givings have started. In a day or two, we spent almost half a million. Just a day or two. I'm not joking. We can calculate 4 trips of sand, molding all the 4 trips of sand, then paying the workers who do the stuff, granite, that water tank, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, when he's like, Pastor, even Apostle was surprised. Apostle was like, he says to me, that Pastor, we spent some money. I said, Ehena, what? Come on, whenever you do something for the glory of your master, know that he will return and his payroll is with him. He will pay everybody in full. God won't owe you anything. He won't owe you anything. Anything you do for him, there's no, he won't owe you, he will give you in full. He will pay you back. He will pay you back. Look at what Paul said. I want to show you this so that we can leave the issue of trying to do this or trying to do that and move to the issue of reward proper. This is the motivation. You know, I told you myself, I'm going to teach you this thing because I feel that you need to have a motivation. So that we're not living, should I try and come? Should I give? How much should I give? Should I pay my tithes? The tithes? This thing? Who? All those questions. You not live there. You not be thinking, wired for. I do this, I get this, and he will come back and he will repay me. So look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Just go down quickly. We will read the whole thing later on. But for now, go to verse number... Okay. Verse number 12. Verse number 12. Look at it. For now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, it says... Go to verse number 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is what? Jesus Christ. So he said the foundation is what? Jesus Christ. You can't lay another foundation. Right? So the foundation of our life is what? Jesus Christ. Our good works can't do anything for us. Come on. We are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only foundation of your life. If you have any other foundation, it will sink, it will fail. There's no other foundation that anybody can lay other than Jesus Christ. We already have that foundation. But in verse number 12, now it says, now, if any man build upon this foundation, so now you have the foundation. It's not a matter of not having the foundation. It's not a matter of not having Jesus Christ. It's a matter of building upon the foundation. I'm trying to be slow, simple, and straight. So this person is already saved. He's already born again. He has the foundation. Now he's supposed to build upon the foundation. Gold, silver, stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest. You see it now? So my move into eternity, stay with me please. My move into eternity, my foundation is already laid. It's Jesus Christ. You see it now? So that is settled. Now it's now time for me. It's not time for me to build. The building part is mine. It's not his. The foundation is his. The foundation is what gives me a stand to speak with God. The foundation is what gives me a stand to even begin to build at all. So I'm already saved. I have the foundation. Heaven is my destination. Now, he's not building. I am building. Now, he says, you can actually be building. It doesn't say if you are building with stubble, you are not building. He says you will build. You build, go to the end. It will be full house, big house you build. But every man's work. Now, there's the difference between foundation and the building. Can you separate that? Can you see that? There's between the foundation and the building. Who does the foundation? Jesus Christ. I can't do the foundation for myself. Nobody can dig his own foundation. Nobody can save himself. The foundation is Jesus Christ. But the building is mine. Because remember, I come quickly and my reward is with me. That's your building. The foundation is I have done that, but I'm going to give you something for the building. Now, so he says, now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone. I love, I'm on that note a lot because I want to milk it. He said, if any man build upon this foundation, he says he can use gold, he can use all this stuff. He didn't say the man cannot build. He will be building, but look, people build with gold. Some people will build with stubble. Some people will build with silver. But they will all be what? Building. Nothing will happen. At that yet, you won't see any difference. In fact, the guy that built with stubble will have extra change left. Because to buy gold to build or to buy stubble, to build, come on. He will have change left. He will even seem to be better than the person who built with gold right now. Come on, are you still in church? Go. He says, and if any man build, so they are verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day he comes, that day shall what? Declare it. His light, when it comes, is a day. It's a bright, shining day. It's going to be brighter than this day. For the day shall what? Declare it. You know when you are looking for something, you want light. You wait for the day to dawn. They say, don't sweep in the dark. Which is sweeping in the dark. No, they don't want you to sweep away valuable things from your house. The day reveals everything. When it's in the morning, you will see what you are sweeping. So the day, he said, the day shall what? Shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by what? Fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Hallelujah. Every man's work of what sort it is. So, but he allowed them build to the end. It's at the end he comes and tries it. So, when you are doing this thing, brothers and sisters, please be careful. So, you are not deceiving anybody. It's not a game to anybody. To you, for me, for GO, for million, I don't care. It's not a game for anybody. Because every man's work will be tried. Do you understand that? This is what I want to show you now from here. He says, you allow them build to the end. Then at the end, he will come. Then he says in verse number 14, if any man's work abides, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a what? A reward. You see it now? So this is a calculating guy. This God is not a crazy guy. He says, when you come, I'll check it. It's not like I just come and say, I like you, you build. Say you build. No, he said, I will check what you build. He said, one and done. We don't have another chance. I don't have time for God. I don't have time for service. I don't have time to help somebody. I don't have time to be a blessing. I'm going to be cruel. You're cruel, be cruel. And you say, but I was cruel and nothing happened. No problem. No problem. That day, we're not talking about now, shifts. Please, you must understand. I'm talking about salvation now. I don't know if you are here. We're not talking about salvation. You say, but it's a born again Christian. I agree. Continue. Do what you like. Do what you like. The foundation is there. So he says, if any man's work, by the time he comes, he will not try everything that is done. He said, if any man's work abide, which he has built upon, thereupon, he shall receive a word. You see it now. So he has a foundation in your life. He's not left for you to build upon it. If, when he comes and tries it, if the thing stays, he will not reward you for building.
Yes, sir.
The building is sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
All the sacrifices you made to build with gold, to build with silver, to build with precious stones. You cut out, you say, I can't afford this. Let me give to all this project. You know, we just did I was going to start off with the Father's Barn. You know, so you get that time to be there, time to go. You say, somebody say, Pastor, I couldn't go. But you gave. So you couldn't go, you couldn't be there, but you gave, I'm going to sacrifice. I don't have money, but at least this 10,000, let it go to help these children. I was told there was a woman in a bus, and she was going, and she said, thank you. She was shouting, thank you, and God bless you for helping our children. You see it now, people, she was excited. And even it was great. Children were excited, people were jumping, everybody was excited, and all that. Blessings. So you couldn't go, but you could give. And you could go and you could give. Man, that's powerful. You see, I'll come to that. I don't have all day, but I'll come to something about that. You see. And that's powerful. You do something like that, but you seem to lose, right? You seem to be short. Because now you're building with gold. It's expensive to build with gold. It's more difficult to build proper building. You see. And then he comes later on. He now rewards you. The reward of the master is always greater than the effort that we put in. It must be more than the effort we put in. I'm not crazy. I know that sometime he will come. And that I know I'm working and doing a lot of stuff now. I'm making a lot of sacrifices now to do what I'm doing for his name. And I call this stuff and I call that stuff. And I do my best to live my life. And I do my best to live for him. And I know that he will come. And I know that his reward will be more than my sacrifice. That is the beautiful part of it. And he says, be building. Then I'll come. He said, I'll try it. If it works well, I'll give you a reward. He's giving the reward, not somebody else. He's going to give you a reward. You're going to get something for what you have done. For that lady you helped, for that cup of cold water, he said, even a cup of cold water, he said, will not lose his reward. So for that cup of cold water, for that, he said, and what did we give them? One notebook, one biro, water bottle. Come on. That water bottle will not lose reward. That water bottle. You just take the water bottle, wash it, you just drink it. The next day, you put it and drink from that water bottle. You know what you get? Tantam alerts. You say, but I didn't see any alerts in my phone. That's heaven alerts. That's heavenly alerts. It's an alert. The beautiful thing about something like that is that as this person continues to enjoy this thing and marvel in it. It keeps building. Now, beautiful, let me just explain something to you. And when this person, this joy that comes to the heart of this person, spread to another person, and that person said, Baba, thank God for these people, and lifts his heart to God, again, a lot comes. And then when somebody says, because of what they have done, if person, if he give person water bottle, me, I go, if he give you shoe. And does it because of your own action. If you understand what I'm talking about, you will know the alert is endless alert. Just the alert and alert. We are not crazy. It's multi-level. As it's touching other people's hearts and it's changing people's hearts like that. Teachers will go back and say, people came to our school and gave this stuff. Why will I be stingy? In fact, from today on, I will be doing like that. It's change. It's alerting to your account. Everything you do. It's beautiful like this. When you see it, it's actually a beautiful thing. When you see it, you now say they are not fools at the end. You see now, say, are they mad? They know they're mad. It's just wisdom. It's wisdom. It's wise. It's wise. Now, the second part. Look at the second part. In verse number 15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer what? Loss. But he himself shall be what? Saved. Yet, so as by what? Fire. You see it now? He shall suffer loss of reward. He won't get anything. But he himself will be saved. Somebody says, Okpeo, come on. You want to really live like that? Not for 1 month. For eternity. No, ever is too small. If I say forever, I'll tell my son, I don't buy anything forever. You don't understand that. But eternity is that is weighty. Eternity. And forever. Eternity is always forever and ever and ever. It's better like that. It will mean something to you. To mean something to you. If the Bible said he will be saved, it's clear there. So, are you seeing we're not talking about salvation? We're not talking about coming to church. We have crossed other place. That's what we're talking about. Reward. I'm not talking about those things anymore. So when a church is still standing on salvation and still saying it tried to be saved, I mean I thank God for what we are doing. I'm even excited that we're doing. Because why are you trying to say salvation? We are past there. We are past there. We are not going to do things on top of the salvation that has been given. Do you understand that? Say, will you be saved? Are you sure? By that time, you're no longer thinking like that. You are thinking of what I will get for what I am doing. It's not deeper. So it says. Paul says, all right, if you do these things rightly, when he comes and fire burns everything, he says, if you all you have done is solid work, knock you something, well, check, go. Then, if all you've done, is this not talking to this people about, you have to try you, let me tell you, he said, we've laid foundation. My brothers and sisters, you are saved. God loves you, he loves you. Can we move on forward into rewards? Does God love me? I don't know if this is happening. You leave all those things. Can you go through things and not start questioning, God love me? I don't know, but they said Jesus died for me. I don't know, I'm in my house and I don't have food to eat. Can you leave all those things and start to live for reward? That's preliminary. We'll still be, I love you now. I die for you. Okay, now let me quickly do something for you. You can't be that. You can't be there forever. Now we are at the place where we are talking about what I am doing upon what he has done for me and living for him, living for the day that he will come again. Living for a reward. So Christianity is not where we are trying to hold you, where we are trying to say, will you be around? Try to be around. You can, this is why we are teaching this anyway, but I hope as we are teaching this, it's changing your heart. I can't be around. I cannot do this one. And you don't understand. You can't pursue this life and ignore the eternal, the one in front of you. There's a life in front of you. There's a life in front of you. You can't just try to get something here and now. Just here and now that will pass. But there's a life in front of you that will be there forever. So right now, you should be changing your mind and say, I don't want to be like when Jesus said, the children of this generation, they are wiser than the children of light. No, Lord, I pick wisdom. I receive wisdom for my life now. This stewardship of my life will be taken from me one day. One day, whether I grow old and meet him, or he comes tomorrow morning, or I don't even know what happens to me anyhow tomorrow evening. But someday, I will stand before him. And what he will be talking about, what I have done with my life. What have I done with my life? What did I do for him? So that he can give me a reward. It's not so that I can be saved. Come on. Are you here? It's not so that I can be saved. So that he can give me a reward. Remember. Stay with me, please. I told you something. I know I'm cramming it because I'm hoping just to wrap this thing up. Remember, I've told you. It's not partial. Not partial. We are fighting for our place. We're actually fighting for our place. All of us are living for our, fighting for our place. Let me use the word fight. I'll stick with the word fight. We are fighting for our place in eternity. I told you sometime I was teaching. God brings somebody here. And he is born by, I see the Lord. If you read, you see that kind of stuff. By a millionaire. You can imagine the child or daughter of a millionaire, a billionaire. They don't understand what you are talking about. They don't think they live in this. They don't think they don't. Life is different. You know, okay, let me not do this. I think that would be too harsh. But you understand what I'm talking about. They're living at a level. You burn the whole house, they see. They don't understand. They want to eat this, they eat that. They're just comfortable. They just go. The school fee is not. We're not thinking, they're even thinking of the best school. There are schools. Okay. I don't think. Okay. Let me not bug you down. I mean, expensive grades. Like, someone who can afford that. They afford it without thinking. Now, you're here. I have so much work to do. And it's like, you see? So it means that once we cross here, we go to eternity, he will still win me. No. It's not crazy. What you are doing, what the chance he gave to all of us, is this really what I wanted to do today? But I'll go into it. Let's do it. Is for us to determine our place in eternity. So the person who seems to have more than you, or ability, more talent, beauty, they could even afford a plastic surgery. If you ask them if you want to do surgery, I mean, me too, I want to do too. Somebody says, you don't know. Why would I not want to do? If I have my way, I want to rearrange my dental stuff. If I could do it when my parents were younger, but when I was younger, my parents would have done that if they had the money. Very expensive. But I don't have a choice about that. So come on, plastic surgery. Don't lie now. Don't lie. Okay, you're still lying. Right. When fire will burn everything, it will be revealed. I didn't have a choice about that. But get what? I have a choice about my place in eternity. In the new heaven and new earth, all these things will be corrected. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be perfect. There will be no sick, there will be no meme, there will be no Jordan, longer. By the time you get there, everything is perfect. The body becomes perfect. That's how it's going to come. So, it's just temporary. Somebody else can correct it now. Good for you. You see it now. The idea here is that we are not, he's not wicked to put you in a place that would disqualify you from receiving his best in life. You see, every man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So the life that God has given to you, the grace he has given to you, the idea is for you to use it 100%. To maximize that life for his glory. And then when we get into eternity, there will be no millionaire or billionaire or anything here. It will be by what you have done. That's what he will reward you for. So you can get a reward higher than somebody else who has more than you in this life. And in that life, it's not, you're not going to say, God cheated me. In this life, you could almost want to say something like that. Say, I wish this stop. You are looking at that. But he's saying, relax. This is not all there is to it. And that's what is beautiful. This is not all there is to it. And that's why he's not even bothered about making interventions. Have you not found that he's not bothered about making interventions? Because next week, Shazam. Billionaire. Shazam. I don't know that's the kind of church you want to go to. They just billionaire everybody. That's not true. He's not bothered about making interventions. Why will he do it like this and start making interventions again just now? It doesn't make sense. He says, leave it. Everything he does, he says, leave it. Because the time will come, we'll clear the slate and everything will come out as it is. Leave it. So he will help you, aid you, salute you, help you through this life. Build your life, get stuff, grow, move to the next level, do what you need to do and all that kind of stuff. But don't sit back and think, I'm going to say, by tomorrow morning, all of you are going to be billionaires. I mean, that's not his idea. Jesus himself said, the poor you always have with you. He said it. Jesus by himself said it in your Bible. He said, you always have, always. You know the meaning of always. And when Jesus says always, my dear, it's a serious matter. Always. So, as far as we're in this life, there's going to be people here, there's going to be people there, there's going to be people somewhere. It's not going to be like that. Are you here? Well, guess what? Everybody has an opportunity to determine by himself, not by God, not by bets, not by anything, to determine where he will now be in eternity. Are you here? Alright, let me do two scriptures so that we can solidify that. But I want to solidify that because I don't want you to feel any cheated by anybody when you see anything around you. Not even the grace we have in church, not what we do, not what we have. No, it's or by maybe a beauty or by somebody. Don't feel out of the place. It's not. There's nothing wrong. It's just God giving you a grace to live your life. Let me say something. Leave all of that. Stay with me. there are peculiarities and situations in your life that God has given you the grace for. There are things that are happening in your life. There's grace for it. There's grace for you to come out. So if you are here and you're going to tell me about the fact that, Pastor, you don't understand, you know how I'm struggling to eat, I salute you. You can receive support. You can receive wisdom to generate more and to stabilize your income and to grow forward. Yes, you can. It doesn't turn you to a billionaire. You might not end up being a billionaire. Just go for it. You see now. But there's a grace for you to deal with that. And God has given the church, stay with me. God has given the church, and this is very important. God has given the church a mandate to ensure that everybody is giving the support somehow, everyhow. Bible says some got little, some got much, but no one lacked anything. That is very important. That's something I don't hide to say in church, in Word Pastor Church. We do our best. You see. But there's a grace for you. So God has not cheated you in any form. It is from what you have, He expects you to, it's from the life He has given to you, He expects you to pour out, not from somebody else's life. So I'm going to show you parables to make that point strong, so that from now on, instead of being weak and losing the strength to serve God with your life, with what I want to show you today, next few minutes, wherever you are, you rejoice and give God your best. Wherever you are. Because sometimes what makes people give less of their energy is like, I don't have anything. No, you have something. I say you have something. Are you here? Don't say I don't have anything. Don't say I cannot preach. That's me. Leave that work to me. I can preach. Support me. Amen. Support me. That's good enough. That's okay. You can preach. Support me. Ensure I can preach. Ensure I can preach. I can do what He wants me to do. And guess what? He says, you receive a reward for that. A cup of cold water given to him. You that gave the cup of cold water, and I say, you see, all I can have is a cup of cold water. I look at him, an anointed man of God. I wish I was the anointed man of God. No, you don't lose a reward for the cup of cold water. It's a hundredfold. Okay. It's funny because we have not still read 2 Corinthians, right? You see, because I've said to turn there, and somebody said, he said we've turned there. Now we have turned there. I've put so that there. Can I just read it so that you cannot be angry with me? Or should we not bother reading it again? Let's choose. Should we read it? Come on. Okay, now if you don't answer me, we'll be here. All right. If I do this, I'll be there just like that. So let's just read it. Can we? Alright, let's do that. I'll come back to what I'm talking about, don't worry. Sometimes we are demoralized because of where we are, so we cannot pour out our best, but that is what I want to bring today. Look at verse number 6. Therefore, it comes to a conclusion on the matter. Therefore, we are always confident. We are always what? Confident. Knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. You see it now? He says, it's by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, this common scripture, you know that we walk by faith and not by sight, but you didn't know the context of it. He said, while we are present in the body, we are absent from the Lord. This life we are living is a life of what? Faith. We can't see Him. We are absent from there. We can't see Him. We can't touch Him. But we are present in the body. We know we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident. Verse number 8. Look at verse number 6. Therefore, we are always what? Confident. Verse number 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be what? Absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. We are willing to be absent from the body. That is, if you ask us, we will leave this body, we'll go and meet Him. That's what the scripture says. Are you there? I've told you before. Paul says we are living. So look at it. He says, wherefore we labor, that whether we be present or we be absent, we may be well pleasing to Him. accepted to accepted by him, accepted of him. The idea there is well pleasing to him. So whether we are here or we are there, well pleasing to him. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So I just want to show you what Paul says in verse 8. We are, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present to the Lord. You know, so now, like I told you, no, I was saying something in that direction. If you ask me, I'd like to get out of this place. But if we stay here, it is so that we can labor more for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, let's go to the parables I want to show you. So I'm done with that 2 Corinthians thing. Let's go to the parables I want to show you. I'm going to show you two parables. I'm going to give you the idea of them and I'm going to go forward. Take your Bibles, first of all, to Luke chapter number 19. Last 2 weeks I was here, we talked about lay up treasures for yourself. Jesus said to lay up treasures, right? Yeah, we said lay up treasures. For who? For yourself. Are you in Luke chapter number 19? Luke chapter number 9. When you understand this, you can move to the point where you are not, where they're not making you, begging you to do something, to give. We're talking about giving our income. We're having a project, we give for that project. We give an offering, we give to us for that. But we want to launch a OneNet partnership. So you can give, you can make it a monthly partnership. You can give to us Father's Band and OneNet. You can give towards our publication. You can give our online work. You can give towards our church. You can give. It's going to be OneNet. So you just choose what you want to give, where you want to give, and give. You can make it monthly, so that we can say, okay, this amount is coming every month. We can now do this. It gives us ability to project and to work. OneNet partnership. So when we cast a worldwide net all around the world to harvest souls for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, come on, I'll take a part of that net. Come on, who holds the other side of the net? Come on, you hold the other side of the net. You see, when you want to dress a bed, dress best. Somebody will hold the other side, you hold this side and you lay it on it. So, you want to hold a net over the world and harvest souls for Jesus Christ. One net, a global net. Be a global net. This ministry will be a global ministry. Touching people everywhere, helping people everywhere. This is the seed of it. You are seeing the seed of it. You're helping people everywhere. Helping everywhere. We'll be helping people all the way to Asia, to the Middle East. We'll go to the ghettos in the U.S. We'll come down here, inner cities in Nigeria. We'll touch everywhere to the best and to the glory of God with one net. It's only work because you and I will partner together. We'll do something. We'll be giving them Jesus also, preaching everywhere. Crusades. We'll go and minister and come back. Just go bless lives, teach them the word of God, and then incorporate them into churches there and come back home and come back to what pasture. So sometime I'll come back, I'll tell you I'm not coming from the Philippines. We just went to minister the gospel there. And then these souls were saved, these lives were touched, and they're all incorporated into churches, and then we'll come back and we'll continue. Hey, what did we talk about last week Sunday? Alright, we'll continue preaching. Just like we've done today. Souls everywhere. One, and it's gonna be possible because you and I will partner together. We're gonna cast a net, a global net, a strong one. Well, not a net that will break. A net that will be strong. So, in Luke chapter number 19, it's just as if I've said a lot in my time. So, should I just close the service? We'll come and do this next week. Can we still go on? Can you still go on today? All right. In Luke chapter number 19, it talks about this master in verse number 12. And he said, therefore, Luke 19:12. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He always returned. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds each and said unto them, occupy till I come. So they're to occupy, but I will come. So it's not occupy forever. You occupy, then I will come. But his citizen hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will have this man, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man has gained by trading. So, you see, he says He gives you this stuff. Then he comes back. And when he comes back, it is time up, pens up. You see? Come on. End of still worship. The opportunity we have to live for God is between his our own bed in our own case and his return. But when he returns, there's no more keep walking, I'll give you something after that. Come on. Do you understand? I don't want to spend time there. Like, he comes and then he's done. He says, all right, everybody come, let's see what you have. Now, note, if you are following this story. He said he gave everybody how many pounds? 10 pounds. So everybody got the same amount, 10 pounds. Are you here? Then came the first, in verse number 16, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. You see it now. So the 10 pounds you gave had gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well done, thou good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over how many cities? 10 cities. So his 10 pounds got 10 pounds and got 10 cities. That's his 10 pounds, 10 pounds, 10 cities. Look at the other guy. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. Notice the short speech. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over how many cities? So, look at this. 10 pounds, got 10 pounds, got 10 cities. 10 pounds, got 5 pounds, and got 5 cities. You see, they got the same thing, 10 pounds, 10 pounds. But their output was different. So their reward was different. That is, they had the same grace. They had the same ability. They had the same starting points. You see it now. The same. 10 pounds, 10 pounds. And so the guy gets 10 cities because he could work out 10. He got a reward. Now he's now larger. You see it now. So can we do this stuff? Let's just enjoy this part. Imagine the difference between 10 cities and 5 cities. So you say, I don't care. I mean, but if you compare the difference between 10 pounds and 5 pounds, you might say it's just small. But when it gets to cities, it's delicious. 5 whole cities. So, listen to me. What I want to show you from this parable, then you know the story. The last one didn't do anything. You know that part. He didn't do anything and then he lost everything he had. So the idea is that they had the same ability, but they had different results. Both of them got 10 pounds but produced differently. Right? Now go to Matthew chapter 25. I mean, a man of God first showed me this key many years ago and it was a blessing to me. So I think this should be a blessing to you. The idea is not to live my life. The idea is to live the best of your life. The idea is not to live somebody else's life. The idea is to live the best of your own. 25. Matthew 25. Are you there? All right. Verse number 14. This is the story again. He said it again. He changed something. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave what? 5 talents. To another, 2. And to another, 1. So in this case, he says to every man, according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. So the one he gave 5, the other one he gave 2, the other one he gave 1. Now let's look at their production and what he said concerning their production. After a long time, verse number 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Takes record. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. You see it now. His Lord said unto him, watch now. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You see, 5 talents produce what? 5 more. And he says, look at what he says to him. What he says to him is Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 22 now, look at it. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. What does this Lord say? Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The same thing. The same thing. I know you say, but he produced 2 now. But what was he giving? 2. 100%. That's where I'm going to. So those of you are shouting again, you've gotten it already. 100% of what he has given to you is what matters. You see it now. He gave the guy 5. The guy produced 5. It's 100%. He said, you got correct. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This guy gave him 2. He produced 2. He said, correct. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That is what you call maximize. 100%. He used it and got again. But if you now read the other time Jesus said this story, he gave us a key. He said, these guys, the other guys, they got the same thing. 10 pounds, 10 pounds. So they were supposed to produce what? The same results. So when this guy now, the guy that got 10 pounds, produced 10 pounds, he gave him 10 cities. The other guy got 10 pounds, he produced 5. That's not 100%. That's 50%. He gave him 5 cities. Does it confirm all the scripture we have read? You receive a reward according to your labor. Not according to what you have to start. According to what you did with what you have. It's what you did with what you have. If you are a barber, barber it well. If you are a taxi driver, taxi well. If you are a pastor, pastor it well. It's not about who wants to. Don't say, I want to leave my profession. I want to be you. Don't come be me. It's the grace that he has given to you. You see it now. Whatever you are, he expects you not to go and take another person's own or to eye somebody's own. He expects you to maximize your own 100%. So your life results, you can get 100% of it, and it gives you 100% reward for your life. Whether you are sweeping church or preaching in church, it's not missing anything. Does it go back to where I started from? Remember where I started from? He that planted, he that watered, he said they are nothing. They are neither is he that planted anything. He says nothing. So if you see somebody that seems to be more, it doesn't mean anything. That's why I've never understood. If you understand this parable, I've never understood why people give award in church. Never. If you understand this, why we give beggars to giver? I cannot. It's according to what you have, you give. It's according to what you have, you give. So if you have 100,000 and you give 20,000, for example, 100,000 and you give 20,000, somebody has 50,000 and give 20,000. God is not crazy. If I ask you who gave more, you should be able to give me the answer without thinking. It's because of how much you have left. That's how we judge. How much do you have left? One guy has 100,000, has 70,000 left. 80,000 left. Let me 20. The other one has 50 and has how much left? 30 left. After he's given, who gave more? So I cannot say, okay, let's just push the other guy a little above. No, let's push the other guy a little above so that we can. No, I'm still correct. Let's go further. The next example, somebody has 100,000 and gives 30,000. Somebody has 50,000 and gives 20,000. Who gave more? No, who gave more? You have to do this math too. 100,000 gave 30,000. Somebody that has 50,000 and gave 20,000. Who gave more? The guy that gave 30,000. No, sir. The guy that gave 20,000 gave more. So that's why I cannot understand in the light of me as I stand here how somebody will come and say he gave 4 million last year, you gave 1 million, he's higher than you. I can't understand it. I'm sorry. Somebody is teaching in a school. This person is paid 15,000 naira a month. From that 15,000 naira, he will give a partnership. He will first tithe first. 1.5 has left for tithe. You give a partnership of 2,000 naira every month. Then you remove offering from there. And then there's a special project that's going on in church. He will give on that 3,000 naira for that project. Somebody goes to an office. He earns 150,000 naira a month. You see it now. He will tithe as usual. He will do stuff. Then for his partnership, one net partnership, he will give 10,000 naira. Come on. Then he will do project, he will give another 20 or 50 or 8 or something about. Then you now say partnership, we now calculate the partnership. Our biggest partner this year is this guy. And then the other lady who is doing that 2,000 partnership every month from that 12,000 other calculation is not a big partner. She's just a minor milk partner. Come on. Send a mail. Let's argue. Let's go to the scripture before we start to kill ourselves. It doesn't make sense. It's according to what you have. There's no need to manipulate anybody. Give the best you can give. If you don't want to give it, keep it. If you give your out of that 5,000, you say this is all I have, and you can take 3,000 naira and give to us father's van. Somebody else can give 50k to father's van. I cannot tell you that 50k gave more than you. It's not my place. It's between you and God. That's not my place. Just know that whatever you are doing, there's a reward for it. Just know. So if you rather buy gold than buy clothes, because you not see somebody buying clothes, you not say, I'm going to buy gold, I'm going to buy this stuff. This person is buying. And you forget that, you not see, so that two of us can be on par. We'll be on par in this life, we'll look alike, but in that spiritual kingdom, we look different. You will know. It's according to what you have. It's according to the grace that is given to you. Are you here? The key here, you know what Jesus wanted to tell us? Let it be your best. Let it be your best. Give God your best. It's not about what you started with. Because if you started with 10-10, you start with 10. If you have 10-10, I have 10, we should produce 10-10. If you produce 10 and I produce 5, then he didn't choose you above me. Come on. Right now, for example, let's do this so that this is my church. I'm chosen above everybody here. I'm the pastor of the church. It's by his calling, not me. I didn't choose myself. So, there's cheating already. So, you don't have a chance. No, sir. You all have a chance. Equal chance like I have. The grace has given to me is 50. The grace has given to you is 10. You think when it comes from me, I will not tell him, I produce this amount. He will not say, you are higher than everybody in your church. No. The person who is diligent and faithful with what he has, he can receive exactly the same reward as the pastor who has 10,000 members. Exactly the same thing. The same thing. I thought that would get people excited, but they're looking at me. All right. I'm greater than all of you forever and ever and ever. Amen. Are you happy with that now? So I got you. You are still here. I know you are still here. You see now, this is by election, by choice. But when it comes to reward, it is what you did. It's what you did. It's not story. So, truthfully, somebody can be greater than somebody. But not by what we are seeing now. It's by when it comes, he will show it. By what you did with what you had. So if you are an associate pastor working with me, a cell leader, a group leader, if you are somebody working with a zonal leader, you are a zonal leader, stand up. There are people working with you that are supposed to be in your zone. You go for outreach and everything, and they don't show up, they don't do anything. They don't preach, so it's not about them. But it's what the grace that they have to work with you to ensure that groom grows and muscles are worn that matters. You see it now. So somebody is a member, but anytime you say we are going for outreach this Friday, is there. She's there. She always comes. She cannot even talk too much. If you ask, let's quote Bible 3. John chapter 8 verse 22. Is that Bible said? He can't quote it. But if you say, let us go, I'm there. At least to provide my presence. Guess what? Reward. There's somebody who says the Greek word for soteria is sozo. The Hebrew word for soteria is zaza. That is all it does. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do according to the grace that is given to him. The person who is showing up and just walking by your side so that you know Gwaka alone, who can even get a reward higher than Greek and Hebrew. So whatever you are, it's not about doing this. It's about being faithful with what you have been given. It's about being faithful with your skill. It's about serving with what you have. It's not about saying, I just say, no. It is the force to produce your reward is between you and your God. Say, I want to have more. Okay, I must give this amount. So nobody ever will say, everybody must give certain amount. I know you. I know you. Your income, I know your income. You should give this amount. That's why even when we talk about tithing, yeah, we'll tell you, please tithe. We need it. It helps us run the church. We've never put this church on BDC. Anytime we are in service, anytime, every service is generator. Then we pay our rent. That is religious. They're even asking us to pay our rent before due date. You can imagine. You see it now. We are doing a job. So you can imagine what we spend. We need income. We need a regular fixed income to be able to project that. We need the time. But if you not, I will not tell nobody put a gun to your head and say, you, where's your tech car? Let me see. You need to tell you just say no. But it's you from your heart, you say, I want to participate with God. Not for pastor's glory, but for your own reward. Lay up treasures for yourself. Build income, build something for yourself for eternity. It will be yours for what? For eternity. It's for yourself. I hope this just gets you to do your best. It's not, do your best. Whatever your best is, do it. Somebody, imagine, thank you. Imagine Pastor Cho building his church, when he was building his church. Remember when we read that story? It still today it shocked me. So people will come and give their money. People will come and give stuff. Imagine what an old woman came to give. Real in church. She came and she gave the thing she used to eat. What she used to eat. One broken thing like that put together and say, Pastor, this is all I have to give to this project. You can't sell it. It's useless. As in, she's the one using it. She doesn't even have anything to eat with. Not even a functional plate and spoon. And she gave it. I mean, we have it in a book by Pastor David Yongicho. We were reading it together. And said, this is what I have to give. And gave it. And you almost don't want to collect something like that. But it's her faith. And so we received it. Not the thing won't do anything for the project. But it shows the life of God. You see it now. You think God won't reward her for that? She gave something that is useless. What do you mean? To you. Not to God. It's 1,000 naira is useful. He said, that's my best. That's your best. All right, let's go. What we get from this parable, from these two parables, is this. Give God your best. We're not also talking about money. We're talking about your life. Give God your all. Give God everything. Give God your greatest potential. If you can, whatever you can do, I don't know, I'm out of time. Whatever you can do, we'll come back to that. Whatever you can do for God, for the glory of God, do it. Don't wait for somebody to drag you. You are doing it for the glory of God and for your reward. So do it. We want to move you beyond manipulation. The church needs money. I just received, somebody went to Israel and got to me an anointing oil. This, I want to just play and go. Let me play this one and go. I'm out of time. You're getting tired. You're getting tired, but let's go today. Come and give me an anointing oil, an olive oil from the Holy Land. And this is Holy Land oil. I plan to sell a drop of it for 15,000 naira. What's a drop? It's Holy Land oil. It's not the same thing like what you have here. Holy Land. They wrote it Holy Land. From Holy, this, the oil, that oil came from this place where Jesus, you know where Jesus prayed? It's from that same place. So when that oil touch you. I changed my mind. It's not 15,000 naira. It's 25. By the time I'm done with that small drop, that small cup, 2 million don't enter accounts. There's no need for that. We have a project at hand. We have things to do. Give. We have time. We are going out to Father's Barn. If you have, please, you have time, please come. Come on, you see that now. We transported people there to and fro, two buses. We need to pay the drivers. We pay the drivers. Please give. We need people to help come and clean church. We need people to help go for outreach and share flyers. Please come. You say, Pastor, the way where I work, I cannot. As in, I cannot. It's not possible. If I tell them it's trouble, it's war. If I tell them I can beg one day, and you can make one day. Somebody else can take permission and they'll give him 3 days. You know, I say, who, the person that came for 3 days has more glory than you. That's a lie. Come on, I'm trying to liberate you now. I want you to give your best. If you can do 3 days, do all 3 days. If you cannot do the 3 days, God's not going to say, he that came for 3 days is better than you that came for one day. It means I'll give him more. Is that your best? Come on. Are you here? I thought this should be a great blessing to you. I don't know. Big blessing. Give your best. Love God your best. Give your best. That's what he's after. That's how you reward you. Not with. So don't try. Just serve God. It's okay. I will tell them. You say even if they will not say when we are due for promotion, we will not promote you because you said take the promotion. I want to live for the glory of my God. I'll come. I'll give my best. So it's up to you to give your best to make time because I can't determine that. I can't be in all your houses. I don't know what or what has what. But you know the grace that God has given to you. Say, Pastor, all I am is just a tailor. All I am is just a hairdresser. From what I get, I can pay my rent and stuff. I have just little left. I pay my tithe out of it. This church we are talking about, you need 6 million, 7 million, million. Which do I get million? But at least 2,000. I'll give 2,000 this month. From next month, I'll be able to. Then there are things I buy. I will not buy it again. I will manage so that I can have more to give. I will sell some things I don't even really need. Add the money to it, I'll give on that 3,000. Then for the next month, if I can give till October when it's drawn and finished, I think all you probably give from the beginning of the project to the end of the project, 23,000. Whereas some are projected to give into hundreds of thousands, almost a million into the project. When I say, you gave less, this one gave more. No, sir. Come on, are we here? No. Give your best. Don't let anybody manipulate you out of money. Say, manipulate. This money will open door for you. See, doors are open for you. This money will open door. This one will close door. If you do this thing, let me tell you, you can just... Please, all those are threats and nonsense. No other foundation can anybody lay other than Jesus Christ. Just live for God from your heart. Give him your best. Your best time, your best anything. That's what he tells us from the parable. That's what I came to tell you today. So, at the end of the day, nobody's cheating anybody. So when we get there and he says, you, 5 crowns. It's not going to be because of pastor. It's going to be because of what you did. You cannot come and say, you, 2 crowns. The fire burn everything. Say, but he was a pastor. I thought the way it is now is forever set. It's not forever set. If it's forever set, then he cheated us. Because me, I want to be Dr. David Yongicho. I'll choose David Yongicho. The largest church in the world. Can you have over 1 million people as your members? That's good. Or I choose Pastor E.A. Adeboye. I choose him. In Nigeria alone, over almost 10 million. I'm tired of all of you. I'm tired of all of you. God, change me. Shazam! I'm just still here preaching to all of you. To your funny faces. God gives us grace. Gives us grace. He gives us grace. Let us maximize the grace of God. Let us do the best we can do with our one life that we have. The question you should ask yourself, is this the best I can do? Is this the best I can do? If you can do more and push yourself, brothers and sisters, this is the message that tells you, do more for God. If you can give more than you are giving, for time, for money, for gifts, for talents, please give more to God. Will you bow your heads this morning and let us talk to God this morning? This is the message that says, Lord, I have a reward in heaven. There's something you have for me, and I'm ready to live for it. I'm ready to give my time for it. I'm ready to give my money for it. I'm ready to give my all for it. I'm ready to give you my best. Lord, you are not a cheating 419 God. You've given me this grace and this life, this talent and this gift. I will use it to my best for you. This, my life is your life. My life is your life. My life is for you. It is for your glory. Wherever you are right now, even if you joined us online, you're sitting in your room right now, you're thinking, you're contemplating, what do I have? All that you have is for his glory. Whatever it is, say, my life is for your glory. My skill is for your glory. Come on. This life that I have, I'm not going to look down my life. I'm not going to say I have nothing. I'm not going to say I have nothing. Come on. You've given me a life. I'm a steward of my life. Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm going to do it with all my heart. I can sing in the choir. I can give my best money. I can give my best time. I can give my best talent. I can't sing, but I can sweep. Come on. I can come and clean the church. I can't preach, but I can go out with the ones that go and preach. I will stand by their side as they go out to preach. Come on. That's the best you can do. Come on, keep going forward. Keep giving God your best. 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 Say, God, today, I make up my mind. I make a covenant with you. My life is for your glory. Whatever it is I have is for you. Whatever it is I have is for you. Come on, say, I'll make myself available for the work. I might not be able to do the work. Can somebody guide me to do the work? Come on. That's the best I can do. That's the best I can do. Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, I want to live for you. I want to live for your glory. Take my life, Lord. Take my life, Lord. These talents, these gifts, this grace that I have, take it, Lord, and use it for your glory. Take all of me and use for your glory. Take my job. Take my money. Take my talent. Take my skills and use for your glory. Whatever it is, to live for you. So Bokoshele Mahalabosa. Come on. Come on. This is the service where you give God 100%. This is the service you give God 100%. Say, I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse. I don't have much time. Thanks, I cannot come on to church on Sunday because I'm at work. It's my duty. I'm a nurse. But I can come every other time. I'm going to be there every other time. Come on. God doesn't say you can't come because you are bad. It's your duty. You must do your duty. But I can give. Oh, Father's Band is going out on Friday. I can't be around for Father's Band because I'm on duty that day. I couldn't even swap my duty with anybody so I could be there. But my money goes. Father, that's my best. Anyhow, give God your best. He will reward you. There's a reward for you. There's a reward for your life. There's a reward for every life. There's a reward for every life. There's a reward for every life.
Lord, I give you my best. I make a commitment today to give you my best. To give you all of my time, all of my resources, all of my skill. To give you my best. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. That this is one of us, my best. Maximizing the grace that you have given to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.